Number five on the agenda. All right, let's dive in. So tonight, hopefully everybody had a chance to look at the material ahead of time, but in case you don't have hard copies, I handed around some. So we're just going to continue on with the process that we've been going through, which is slogging through the goals, objectives, and recommended actions for regulatory, harbor health, and marine economy. Does that work?
Yes.
Awesome. It's a fun way to start off the new year. So if everybody remembers during the regulatory context discussion or discussions, we spent quite a bit of time talking about all the different rules and harbor-related regulatory environment that included federal, state, and local agencies and departments. We tried to outline, you know, the responsibility of the harbor master, the harbor management commission, what things the harbor management commission is responsible for, where the code enforcement officer comes in. Sort of, we had a matrix of different levels and layers of responsibility, and we talked about a bunch of different things related to that. So that's what I have under key findings, just kind of a summary of that. I don't know if anybody had any additions to the key findings.
Does that sound like your understanding of the Harbor Management Commission? Okay with that?
Thanks.
What I tried to do also in the document, both here and on the inventory side, is you know, you see the sections that are either in blue or kind of underlined. Those are basically hot links to the city code. So rather than try to rewrite a lot of stuff, it's just here you go. That way, if it changes, you at least have a way to get there.
Are we doing anything to bring the new CEO up to speed on all this stuff?
On what?
The new CEO. Do we have to bring him up to speed?
I'm not sure. I'm sure he's going through some training, but that's...
Presumably
I haven't talked to him. So, there's definitely a lot to do. So I think, you know...
Talking about Tom?
Code enforcement officer.
Oh, code enforcement.
Yeah. John Root is leaving. So
John and Adam, yeah.
We have Atra coming in.
Yeah.
And Phil Brook is assistant.
Well, I don't know if that was any part of the plan to begin with.
Up to speed on this?
Well, just so we talk about him, the code enforcement officer.
No. I wasn't part of my assumption that we would be doing that.
Well, what the code enforcement office is mentioned in this text.
Yeah, it's part of their job. Yeah. Yeah. When it comes to land use, so the way it's when land use and water kind of intersect, that's where the planning board and the code enforcement office come in. That's part of their job, is to review permit applications for piers and docks and waterfront activities. So as part of their work, that's where their responsibility comes in. So they would know through their job. And that's all I'm trying to point out.
Okay.
Here. Yeah. All right. So the draft goals and objectives that we've talked about, and trying to summarize, clear and effective regulations that support waterfront development and harbor use consistent with city goals, harbor capacity, whether natural or human-made, and municipal legal authority. Any thoughts? Sounds good? Okay. First objective, the city understands and exercises its authority to oversee harbor development and use for the benefit of the community. Good?
Good.
So I'm just going to keep reading. Mm-hmm. All right. Regulatory clarity and predictability for municipal regulation. Good. All regulated structures and activities are properly authorized by the appropriate federal, state, and local authorities. Mm-hmm. Number four, a used and useful harbor management plan that is reviewed and updated annually or as needed.
Has that always been done annually or?
No.
And so if you say annually or as needed, is it possible there would be less than annually?
Could be
more than annually.
If something changes, right. Sure.
Yep. As written, it actually doesn't mean too much.
I'm sure I'll have questions if something arises to the agency. You know.
My thought in adding it there is that in the code, in the city code, the harbor management plan is mentioned as something that needs to be looked at for certain things. So we've tried to write some of this, like when you're, if the harbor management commission is asked to review and weigh in on a particular application that's in front of another board, you know, you could take a look at this plan and say, okay, yep, it meets those objectives, or it doesn't, something like that. But also, just this is in here as a way just to kind of nod to, you know, your ability to look at it periodically to make sure it's actually, you know, working. Or I would say, hey, we've already accomplished recommended actions 1 through 4. Maybe we ought to revisit that and see if there's a couple more actions we want to add, something like that. Yep.
Wouldn't it just make more sense or be easier if it said an easily used and useful? Because a used harbor management, we've had lots of used harbor management plans in years past.
You know, yep. I'm happy to.
The point is to make it accessible, like a good toolbook, because boom, people find what they want.
Yeah, primarily, I would love it if the last year and a half of our time was resulted in a document that people actually look at.
Yeah.
Yep.
Easily.
That would be great.
So my concern about 4 is just grammar, really. Don't take this wrong.
I don't.
But if it's reviewed and updated annually or as needed, it could be, all it means is we could do it whenever we feel we need it, like every 6 years.
Yep.
Which means that the annually isn't really worth so having, you see what I mean?
I noticed the same thing. I was thinking that we might want to say updated annually or more often.
More frequently
if needed.
Yeah.
May I ask just a procedural question?
Go on.
Once we're done with this, what would keep the update from being done by the Harbor Management Commission?
They could just we won't exist after this is over.
Correct.
Yeah, correct. That's your point.
Well, right? As a group, we won't. Individually, we will.
Well, would have been dissolved before this. So. Like Alka-Seltzer.
Another multimedia.
Do we think that an annual update might just exhaust the powers of city government?
Well, no, because they can say, we don't need to update. It's all fine.
Well, but if we suggest that they adopt that it's... Of course, they can change anything here they want. But I would say maybe as reviewed and updated at least every 2 years. Otherwise, if they're going to feel that they need to review and update it every year.
Yeah, it should be reviewed annually.
Yeah.
How about an update is needed?
Yep.
Somebody, I think I just heard somebody suggest it used and useful harbor management plan that is reviewed annually and updated as needed.
Yes. Yeah.
But Ron suggested also adding an easily. What is it?
It may be too late for that, though.
Huh? Easily used.
It may be far too late for that part. Yes.
You don't want to say in 3 languages or anything.
I think maybe we can think about the wordsmithing on that.
I'm happy to work on it. Yep. So, but primarily the end part. Annually reviewed and updated as needed.
Mm-hmm. Reviewed Perfect. Annually and updated. Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Anything else?
Yeah. I have something else. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Kelly? It bothers me that in this regulatory context, there's not anything that specifically addresses environmental regulations.
Okay.
It's development, harbor use, harbor capacity. And I just think that whatever environmental regulations there are need to be noted and attended to. And I don't think that's getting way down in the weeds, is it?
No. I'm trying to think if we dealt with it in another section or if you want to deal, like, so just the way I approached the regulatory section was much more like, let's stick to the, you know, the more the rules document, not necessarily like the objective of the rule, if you know what I mean. But if everybody thinks we need to add some language on environment, I think that's fine.
It's up to you guys.
I think number 3 kind of vaguely covers it, number 3.
Mm-hmm. Put that right in with the goals.
reason for the updates, too, is that the state legislature is always redoing their laws. You have a law.
So, Ron, the problem is that no one at home has got a clue what that you're talking. Or the other thing, too, is I'm trying not to add more voices to this particular thing. I don't mean to try and exclude you, but we did have our public comment time. And we will have a big, fat public comment time on the 6th of February. Thanks.
So you're thinking that falls under regulated activities? Is that what you're thinking about? Well, whatever.
When I read it, when it comes to DEP, you know, it's all regulatory. It's state and federal. But someone else reading it might think different. Mm. It's not specifically spelled out, though.
Yeah. Well, that was kind of my interest, was that if we're going to talk about development and harbor use and capacity, I think the environmental...
Harbor health, it's one coming up.
Yeah.
In the green section. Mm-hmm. Underneath there, it talks about a couple of environmental things.
Protection of harbor health, yeah.
Do you want it spelled out?
I mean, that's a whole...
It would make me happy because I think it's really, really important.
Under regulatory?
Yeah, I think it's really, really important. I just think we have to, you know, have lots of details.
Maintain the harbor as per...
Yeah, clear and effective regulations that support waterfront development and appropriate environmental...
Water harbor health, it does...
Or something.
It does say the goal is environmental quality of the harbor. To support healthy natural resources, ecological functions, habitats, and sustainable human use. Seems like that.
And that's on page 3, right?
That's
page
yeah. And that's got its own but heading, yeah.
No, I think she's right.
She may have it broken down a bit more specific, you know, because when we did get into some of the cruise ship stuff, we did talk about, you know, what kind of expectations environmentally were we thinking about. Obviously, nothing at this point. But if it's in the document, that can be expanded, because I think harbor health, you know, covers harbor health, and it's kind of, I don't think it's the stairs that you're going down.
Well, I mean, if you're looking at the goals, it's clear and effective regulations that support waterfront development and harbor use, but you're right, in that section, there's no reason we couldn't add.
Just some comment about environmental health
The question really is, because right now we're talking about regulations or enforcing regulations.
Right.
Are we talking about the city creating new environmental regulations, not checking the harbor? But, I mean, it is one of our goals to have the city, that's basically what we're talking about, have new environmental regulations, or the state and federal regulations enough? I mean, or are we just asking the city to make sure that those are enforced?
I think just to make sure the rules and regulations that exist are enforced. Now, I am all for a pesticide ban, which would be, I think, a city regulation.
Yeah.
That ought to be enforced, too, but...
Well, I think we should make sure we're in compliance with city, state, and federal regulations, I mean, across the board.
So, can we just rewind for a second? So all of the things that I think you were saying about actions probably, I think, are more or less addressed with our actions, but I want to bring it back to the goals and objectives because that's where we are. If Callie's not feeling like the environmental concern is covered well enough in either our goal or objectives, that's sort of what I want to focus on right now. And the way I tried to cover that, because we had done a lot of discussion about capacities of the harbor, when I say whether natural or human-made, there's a natural capacity, the intent was to include the environmental side of things. If we need to add another word or words to help clarify that, I think that's where I was.
In the first sentence, under goal, under objectives, if we added something, the city understands and exercises its authority to oversee harbor development and use for the benefit of the community and protection of the environment.
Yeah.
Does that work?
I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want something that says we're going to protect the environment with all these nice regulations. And it's all right there in writing.
Right.
Just another little nudge.
Just sort of say that in the next section, the harbor health section.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's in there in a lot of places. No harm in saying.
But this we're talking about regulations here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Does that seem like a good add-in?
Yep.
I have a suggestion for objective 4.
Sure.
A user-friendly and practical harbor management plan that is reviewed annually and updated as needed.
A user-friendly and practical harbor management plan that is reviewed annually and updated as needed. Good?
Good.
All right.
So user-friendly. Are you trying to develop new standards in government?
Isn't this user,
I know, that's a
pretty
thing.
This is pretty
so
user-friendly.
So millennial. So millennial.
Hopefully this is user-friendly.
But we want to have something in here that coordinates coordination of the harbor management with Allison.
And poor dinosaur.
Under regulation, I think I think we deal with it in a couple other places.
Well, we don't want regulations in place that might conflict with those of Owlshead. I mean, we're sort of managing the harbor as sort of a joint effort since we share the harbor with Owlshead.
Maybe that's an action under regulation. Coordinate with okay. Owlshead.
Mm-hmm. No, where are we putting that in? Under the
under
the
action
green?
Items. Action items. Recommended actions. Sure,
we should limit our recognize the limits to our power and say seek coordination with Owl's Head.
True.
Yeah.
Yep. Harbor Master. Boom. No, we added the committee to that. That was your job. That was the committee's job last time, right?
Seek.